Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Joe?
This is Iz.
Hi, this is Rukava.
Rukava, thank you. Thank you for saying your name because I was nervous I was going to mispronounce it. Can I have you say it again slow so that I can make sure that I get it correctly and not be stick my foot in my mouth?
No problem. So my full name is Rupkatha Banerjee.
Rupkatha. And then Ban.
Banerjee.
Okay. Sorry, I was just writing it out phonetically for myself. So if you don't.
Oh, that's fine.
And then also for our host, Yvonne. Who does the intros and outros and all that stuff that goes along with our podcast production. I'm going to, she's actually already recorded the intro and outros for your episode, but I want to make sure that I want to double check her pronunciation. And if we were incorrect, then I'll have her redo it. But so, well, welcome and thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. So my name's Joe. And I'm going to be the one going through this today with you for the recording. It shouldn't take too long, and it's pretty simple. And we'll just go through a couple housekeeping things before we get into the recording and answer any questions you might have about it, okay?
Okay.
Great. First, before I do all that, though, I want to, for myself and also on behalf of, quite frankly, the entire team here, and there's a whole team that works on these projects, say thank you so much. We're very, very honored and humbled that you decided to be part of this project, that you took the time to write down your story, that you took the time to submit it and go through all the process because we realize that it does take effort and time. And we're so thrilled to have you be part of this and really, really honored that you wanted to participate. And we wanted to just thank you very much for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share my story. Because more often than not, a lot of people's stories don't get shared, and they don't get the opportunity to talk about why they got involved in advocacy.
Yeah.
So I'm really honored that I was chosen to represent people in this line of work, especially women of color in this line of work.
Yeah, well, that's great, too. We think it's awesome, and you've got a great story to resonate. And as you said, this is just one of hundreds of thousands that deserve to be told too. So
So
a couple other quick things is that we will take your story today, your recording, and just so you know, like I think, I had written in one of my emails that this is not live. I mean, it's live to tape, but it's not live, and we have the magic and power of editing. So,
yeah.
I don't know if you're feeling nervous or not, and it's normal if you are, but that we can, if you trip up through any of the process, if you think like you mispronounced a word, or anything like that along the way, we can take care of it. All you need to do is stop, just pause for a couple seconds, and then restart. And you can restart at the beginning of the sentence or the beginning of the paragraph, whichever, you know, you feel comfortable or where you are in within your story. And we can take, and I have your script here, and I will, we'll make marks, and we can just cut those parts out. And no one ever needs to know. So, and other things we do too is you are going to be featured in our last episode of this four-part series, which will run on October 25th. And we're actually going to have three storytellers within that particular episode. So that's pretty cool. And we get a chance to have more people's stories out there. We will, once we get everything done and edited and put together, I will send you a link with the story so that you can listen to it and hear it, and then we'll just ask you, though, to not share it until the actual release day, but we'll provide you with the link, and we'll also provide you with some promotional images that we're putting together with your photo and different quotes out of your story and things like that so that you can help to share it with your networks. We share them pretty heavily through our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'd love to, if you're part of any one of those social networks and you don't mind, we'd love to tag you on those in our own promotion if you wish. Some people don't want to be, and some people do. And if you do, then of course I would just need to know what your handles for those networks are.
Oh, of course. I can send you my handles in an email.
Okay, that'd be great. You can just email them to me, then that way I'll put them in my little spreadsheet that I have, and when we get to the point where we're promoting your particular episode, we'll make sure that we tag you on those things then, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So again, like I said, with the story, I'm going to ask if you will, if you have a cell phone there, if you mute your cell phone so that we don't accidentally get text message bings and things like that during it. If you're sitting in front of a computer, to mute your computer, just turn off the thing because we might get those little notification sounds from emails and stuff like that. And whenever I tell people this, I then quickly go and look at my own devices to make sure I'm following my own advice. And when you read your story, then I'm just going to ask if you can start off with stating your full name, where you're from, if you want to include your title and where you work, you can. You're welcome to do that. You also have a title on your story, so you can say that, and then just go into reading your story. And
okay. So
again,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say it again. And if you trip up through anything, or you don't like the way something's said, just pause, take a breath, and then start over. And when you're finished with your story, at the end, we're also going to pause for a few seconds before we cheer that you're finished. Okay.
Okay.
And do you have a question?
So, yes, I do have just like one or two questions.
Okay.
So the title of my story, is it the title of my episode?
I don't know if we're going to actually use that as part of the title of the episode as a whole, because there's three different stories, but we may or may not include that within your story. So you might want to say, you know, your name and where you're from. And then, for example, and you don't have to do it this way, it's just a suggestion. You could just say, you know, the one thing that inspires me to take action to end gender-based violence.
Okay.
Let me start by telling you, you know, and then that way when we're going through the editing process, it could be that we include that in the recording, or we just have it sometimes because we get a lot of audio files and it helps us to keep things straight. So.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. All right. So last time clarifying name, where I'm
sure.
from, and then the one thing that inspired me, or one thing that inspires me to end gender-based violence, and then I'll just say my story.
Yep. And then I'm going to mute my phone so I don't accidentally make any noise and mess you up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Should I start whenever?
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Rupkatha Banerjee, and I'm from Johns Creek, Georgia. I'm currently a first-year student at the Georgia Institute of Technology, and this is one thing that inspires me to end gender-based violence. Let me start off by telling you a little bit about where I'm from. I was born and raised in the United States, and though my branches are numbered, my roots run deep. I come from a land rich with language and beauty, whose traditions run in my blood and form the basis of my thoughts and purpose. I come from a land that celebrates light and color and that never has a shortage of love and knowledge to give. I come from a land that celebrates light and color and that never has a shortage of love and knowledge to give. I come from a land that underwent centuries upon centuries of torture and suppression, yet somehow came out victorious, because that's just what it means to be an Indian. I come from a land where institutional discrimination has been present since the early ages of the agricultural revolution, where it is acceptable to use and abuse without a second thought. I come from a land where a widow was once forced to throw herself upon her husband's funeral pyre. I say once because it's since been criminalized, but what's the difference between life and death when she must pass her entire existence shunned, viewed as an object of prey in her husband's household, and often sold into prostitution? I come from a land where judgment lies on everybody's lip, where the orange and green tinted gaze of perspective rests on my gender rather than my worth. I struggle in coming to terms with the fact that, Rupkatha, you can't wear that sleeveless shirt because you will get raped. And rape is a societal norm that anyone will use anything, including religion, to justify. But it's not just me. Centuries of preference for males have set the precedent for socially acceptable harassment. Sons are considered to carry on family lineage and uphold legacy, while daughters are cast off to be used elsewhere, specifically in other families. Women are perceived to be, quote-unquote, others' wealth, like a neighbor's plant that requires watering. I come from a land where a woman lives in society alienated, though amongst others, I come from a land where a woman lives in society alienated, though amongst others for fear of her life, despite the progress we've made since the gang rape case of 2012. And though my blood is laced with pride, the scars of this denigration and exploitation run deeper than my sentiments. I come from a land that prides its spirituality as diverse, a land where female deities represent the duality of the human condition, yet as a woman, my individual value is virtually non-existent. It's fitting that my ancestors created the concept of zero, because I know how it feels to simultaneously mean everything and nothing at all. It is said that every 15 minutes, a woman is raped in India. This translates to 35,000 lives stripped bare of humanity a year for consecutive generations. However, the barriers of social taboo inhibit the open communication that is integral in raising awareness about the harsh implications of sexual aggression. The fear of simply speaking up renders thousands of stories unsaid and voices unheard. Given the gender imbalance and India's turn-the-cheek approach to reprimanding rape, the insubstantial worth of women is glaring. So, as they once began several millennia ago with Harappa and Mohenjo-daro, the ideals of Indian society must be reborn with little boys. Educating young men paves the way to correcting the corruption of inequality and disrespect. Once instituted, it has the power to galvanize millions. To cleanse the wounds left by the want of self-worth, we must redefine the idea of it, resultant of confidence rather than gender. The principles of individual value must be instilled in children, not as derived from land, inheritance, or ancient scripture, but from purpose. Pride is an intrinsic concept that should not condone gender-based discrimination. And thus, though I am proud of my heritage as a woman, one day I hope to be fearless.
Nice. Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. I didn't see anything that we need to redo. So
I did mess up, like, here and there, but
yeah, I marked the spots where you there was twice where you restarted. So I
yes,
marked
I
those
did.
Spots. That's fine. Those were easy to take care of. But the volume was good and the recording, the transmission is clear, so we don't have to worry about that. Sometimes we have real technical issues with phones and stuff, but nope, everything sounded great.
All right, perfect.
So, good. Do you have, did you feel good about it?
Yeah, I did feel good about it. I typically try to do it right in one go, but because we can edit, yeah. It's perfectly fine.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But then we're done. How's that? You were quick.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again. We really appreciate this again. This is wonderful. And we will take this, and we still have a couple other people to record, and some people that are connected to the same show that you're going to be part of. And once we get all that together, again, like I said, I will send you a link to not only to the full podcast episode so you can hear it, and then you'll have it to be able to be shared on release day, but with a whole bunch of social images and promotional stuff too, so that you can use it. And then in the meantime, if you'll just email me your social media handles, and then that way I can make sure I include them when we do our own promotion. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much again.
Thanks again, and have a great rest of the week.
Likewise. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.